With the help of outside consultants who are planners and architects and an array of community stakeholders, there are 10 master planning projects to prioritize. Now the Park City Board of Education must decide which projects get implemented first and at what cost to taxpayers. They say there are trade-offs and competing considerations for each of the 10 items. Moving 9th grade to the high school and providing universal pre-K are just two items on the list. Other items have to do with costs, school size and location, traditional learning environments versus adaptive environments, and how important it is to proceed with construction projects despite disruptions to students and faculty. School board member Ann Peters says they want to get the master plan wrapped up this fall so they can make decisions about the future of learning in Park City. She says this last part is critical and that it is a community-driven effort, not the will of the school board. She hopes new voices will give input on the ranking survey, and she implores the public to weigh in. The survey closes on October 13th at midnight. Peters says the Board of Education wants to make some decisions by December and get the wheels turning by the first of the year. She's taken the ranking survey herself and considers it essential for moving ahead with finalizing the master planning process. Additionally, they're using a new survey method to gather input through a community engagement platform. Those interested in providing comments about the entire process can go to the thoughtexchange.com/join link, type in the 9-digit code, and provide open-ended commentary. All input will remain anonymous, but the comments will be accessible to read by others who are registered on the platform. Superintendent Jill Gilday says it's all transparent, so everyone has a chance to understand the process and say their piece. The link to the school district survey and the community engagement application can be found on kpcw.org. Both surveys are in English and Spanish. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.